We're thankful that you made the decision to be here. If you would, I'd like you to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, and I'll mention that in a minute here. But let me read this little thing from you. I got it from illustrations.com. But it says, a world-famous tenor, Luciano Pavarotti, maybe some of you know of him, some of you might not, very famous worldwide. He related a story about his upbringing and success. He said, when I was a boy, my father, a baker, introduced me to the wonders of song. He urged me to work very hard to develop my voice. Arrigo Pola, a professional tenor in my hometown of Modena, Italy, took me as a pupil. I also enrolled in a teacher's college. On graduating, I asked my father, shall I be a teacher or a singer? Luciano, my father replied, if you try to sit on two chairs, you will fall between them. For life, you must choose one chair. I chose one, he said. It took 7 years of study and frustration before I made my first professional appearance. It took another 7 years to reach the Metropolitan Opera. And now I think, whether it's laying bricks, writing a book, or whatever we choose, we should give ourselves to it. Commitment, that's the key. Choose one chair. I thought that was, you know, really good advice that applies in many aspects of life here, most importantly to our spiritual walk. As Christ plainly spelled out that no one can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one or love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or wealth, in Matthew 6 and verse 24. Over in Romans, we can't be servants of sin and righteousness at the same time, and he talks about that in Romans 6, 19 and 20. And right here in Romans 12, 1 and 2, nor can we conform to the world and God at the same time. And I think that's the struggle that many of us have. We like this idea of Christianity, but we kind of like this idea of living in the world and do what we want to do in the manner that we want to do it. So we try to balance the two, right? We're going to try to sit on the fence, and therefore we struggle, right? We need to make that decision to stop conforming to the world, but renew our minds and conform to God. You know, and going back in your Old Testament to Joshua 24 and verse 15, you know, Joshua, you know, boldly, he said, we need to choose who we're going to serve, right? We need to choose which chair we're going to sit in, like in that illustration there. We can't sit in the chair of Christianity and some other chair. We can't try to sit on both at the same time. You know, we need to make that choice, and hopefully we're going to sit in the same chair as Joshua did when he makes this powerful statement here. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so we need to make that choice. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, that's a choice you need to make. Right? And don't try to put it off any longer. You may not have any more time, right? God has been long-suffering with you, been patient. He's given you this time, right here, right now. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, behold, today is the day of your salvation. Right, so make that choice, be immersed into Christ, responding there in faith. If you've done that and you've fallen away, make the choice to come back. You may not have another breath. And God's been patient with you. He wants you to start over. If it's repentance that needs to be made publicly, do it publicly. You won't regret it. If it's something privately, take care of it privately. Go to God right now in prayer. But if you have any needs or need encouragement or anything at all, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.